Welcome to a room filled with legends to talk football and lock it in for the first weekend of the semi-finals. How are we doing, men?
Mate, I am fine. Fighting fit, ready to go.
That's right. You're excited, I'm sure. I mean, you've got a team that's involved in the semi-finals, as do I.
Yeah, your team was very lucky.
Well, that doesn't matter. We're there, unlike some other teams. How are we doing, Darren?
We're planning for next year.
Well, planning on finding a new halfback to stop the divisions in the club and all?
It's nothing to do with him.
Coaches?
Planning on getting rid of their coach by the sound of it. Anyway, let's go back and see how we fared on round 25.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Last time, unlock it in.
I say the Eels to beat the Storm.
Yes. I, for my benefit, am going to wait until Saturday night when the might of North Queensland defeat the second-rate Panthers.
Breck Camorley is going to coach the Tigers to a victory this week over the Canberra Raiders.
Settle down.
He hasn't just been on the meds. He's taken the whole bottle.
Big call.
Oh, my goodness.
It's medication time.
And you also get this. For even suggesting that the Tigers were going to beat the Raiders.
Look, I was living in hope. I was hoping for Camorley to be able to show that he could be a coach of the future. But
we all know why, because you're frightened of running into the Raiders into the semi-finals. They could upset Panthers' opportunity of repeating.
Please, please, please. Look, we're not going to lose another game this season.
Well, I'm going to ask you, who are you going to lock it in then?
The Panthers. Easy. I mean, we're not going to lose three times to the Eels in one season.
You've lost twice.
Not
to
a
them.
Hope. Yeah, that's all right.
And that you was nearly lost to them in the semi-finals last year.
That's all right. Nearly is a win.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so we'll get the win.
At least you've got Taylor May playing, even though he's been suspended for two games. Oh, we'll put that off to next year.
Yeah, yeah, that's ridiculous anyway on the NRL. I mean, it's a bad look, isn't it?
It's the usual way that...
Suspend someone but say, no, you're right to play.
Typical of the NRL to, you know, support the teams that are flying high whilst bury the rest of us down the bottom of the table.
Blah, blah, yeah.
Well, got the rails run, the Penrith Panthers. That's the reason they're doing so well. Well, if that's the case, if Pete's going to go for his Panthers, I'm going to lock in the Canberra Raiders because we've got good form.
Who are you playing?
The Melbourne Storm. In Melbourne, but we have got a great record against them recently.
You do.
Very, very much so.
In fact, you were there.
Started with that semi-final win a few years back.
2019, the Raiders have had the wood on the Storm. The Storm are just looking for their season to end. They just want it to finish up so they can start all over again next year.
Yeah, look, I've got to thank Jetstar for me being at that game in 2019 as well because they cancelled my flight, just like they're doing to everyone now.
Cash for comment.
No, it wasn't a cash for comment, I can assure you. It cost me.
All right, so that's the Raiders locked in against the Storm. The Panthers locked in against Parramatta. Darren, who have you got?
The Sharks over the Cowboys.
Yes, good. That's a Cowboys victory.
You reckon? He's
a Manly supporter. I mean, come on. Can we really?
We've got to support our fellow Beaches brethren.
Beaches brethren.
Look, I've said it for a while now. The Sharks are the team that I really do worry about in the finals.
You are worried about the Sharks?
I am.
I think they're a smoky for this thing.
They've finished number two on the ladder for a reason. They've been playing great footy. And still, no one is really talking about the quality of the Sharks side.
Yep. Well, they'll be there with all 14,000 of their fans watching them beat the Cowboys.
Is that all they got?
That's as much as they can fit in. That's all they can fit
well,
in.
Well, along with ScoMo's ego, it's probably 12,000.
I wonder if he'll be there. Scotty from marketing.
He doesn't actually need those votes anymore, so he's not going to bother. On that note, legends, thanks for locking it in. We'll see how we go for round two of the finals next week.
All right, mate. Thank
see
you.
See ya.